A controversial sculpture known as Entropa by the famous Czech artist David Černý has found a permanent home in the West Bohemian city of Plzeň. The giant artwork was unveiled this week at the Techmania Science Museum, which acquired it for 10.2 million crowns. Some will remember that Entropa caused something of a scandal last year when it was unveiled in Brussels as part of the Czech EU presidency. It offended some for the manner in which it ridiculed national stereotypes, depicting Bulgaria, for example, as a Turkish squat toilet. Since then, the controversy has abated, but there's no question Entropa remains a riveting work. Jan Velliger spoke to Techmania representative Tomáš Moravec about the acquisition.
We started to make our first steps to Entropa, so to say, 1 year ago. So actually, it's been a year. We were quite sure that we want Entropa in Plzeň, but there were some questions about the finance and about the space, because Entropa is quite large. It's a big, huge artwork in the size of roughly 16 meters, and we still are not fully done with the reconstruction in our museums. So that's why the Entropa had to be placed in the not yet reconstructed part of the science center.
That leads into my next question. What is the space like around the sculpture now? It looked like there was quite a bit of space, but how would you describe it?
If you could imagine 7,000 square meters of nothing, that's where Entropa is right now. We hope to reconstruct the other part of the Science Center in the following years, starting with January 2011, which will, of course, take some time. But today you can see Entropa through the walls or through three large windows, and you cannot come in because really the place where it's now located is not fully reconstructed.
It caused quite a scandal at the time it was unveiled.
Yeah.
That was when the Czech Republic headed the European Union, had the EU presidency. Do you think that the controversy, this kind of making fun of national stereotypes, that it has kind of lessened, it has grown less since the Czech Republic no longer is at the head of the EU?
I would say especially the Czechs are used to Entropa and are used to this kind of humor. We already have some reaction from abroad, from the Polish press or from the Hungarian press, and there was nothing about controversy. Most of the audience has probably forgotten already about the scandal caused last year in Brussels. Actually, it is a very special artwork. I was surprised to see the reactions of the audience to Entropa. For the citizens of Plzeň, it's a very positive reaction.
I asked because it struck me when I saw it again after a few months now that the sort of individual elements struck me as kind of cute or very playful, and it seemed much more within the realm of artistic license now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I would like to say that in Plzeň, in our Techmania Science Center, Entropa is in its original shape, which means nothing is covered like in Brussels, where the Bulgarian exhibit has to be covered with a blanket, and other parts are in original vision of David Černý.
How important is the installation for Plzeň's bid for European City of Culture 2015?
Today, the jury will decide between Plzeň and between Ostrava. Entropa is something what you won't find in Ostrava. So we hope this artwork is very important for Plzeň and will bring its candidacy to finish.
Techmania's Tomáš Moravec there, talking about the purchase of that massive and controversial artwork.